J.D. Vance, Businesses That Invest in America Will Be Rewarded. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 14, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance announced Friday that businesses and corporations that invest in the United States will be rewarded with things such as having their taxes cut and would also benefit from decreasing regulations and energy costs. At Vantage Plastics, a plastic manufacturing plant in Bay City, Michigan, Vance spoke about how the Trump administration's goal is to make it easier and more affordable to make things again in the U.S. President Trump has been clear about his plan, about our administration's plan. Our goal is to make it easier and more affordable to make things again in the United States of America, Vance said. If you invest in America, in American jobs, in American workers and in American businesses, you're going to be rewarded. We're going to cut your taxes, we're going to slash regulations, and we're going to reduce the cost of energy and build things right here in this country that all of us love. Vance warned businesses and corporations that want to undercut the Trump administration and build outside of the United States that the Trump administration has got nothing for them. But, if you try to undercut us and build outside of our borders, President Trump's administration has got nothing for you, Vance said. If you want to be rewarded, build in America. If you want to be penalized, build outside of America. It's as simple as that. During Vance's visit to the plastic manufacturing plant with Kelly Loeffler, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, Vance also highlighted that there have been nearly $2 trillion in announced investments in the U.S. under the Trump administration, according to Spectrum News and Y1. As Breitbart News reported, General Electric, GE, Aerospace recently announced that they would invest nearly $1 billion into American manufacturing. Other companies such as Eli Lilly, a pharmaceutical company, revealed that they would invest $27 billion in the United States in order to boost domestic drug production, according to Fox Business. During his speech, Vance also criticized the Biden-Harris administration for having left Americans with a terrible economy and sky-high prices. Vance also noted that a lot of American families couldn't afford to buy or to rent a home. The last administration left us with a terrible economy, Vance said. They left us with sky-high prices. They left us with home values that have doubled in just 4 short years, meaning a lot of American families couldn't afford to buy or to rent a home. They left us with a historic debt crisis. Did you know, in the history of the United States of America, we have never had deficits and debt so high as we had under Joe Biden's leadership? An analysis from the Washington Post in October 2024 found that Americans who were living in swing states were far more likely to live in areas where housing has become disproportionately more costly since 2019, adding that throughout the United States home prices have increased 48% since 2019.